Spencer Chase, talking with Tara Boresic from Tri-Valley Central School, serves as the FFA advisor there. Tell me a little bit about the programs and that your chapter has gone through to get you to this level.
Okay. Well, Tri-Valley is located in the hills of the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York. And one of the ways that we started out in agri-science is because we have watersheds for New York City. There's very limited actual production agriculture, but because we have the Neversink Reservoir and the Roundout Reservoir, we started working with the Department of Environmental Protection to do watershed investigations and watershed protection because the water goes directly to New York City. So we really got involved in water chemistry. We would study macroinvertebrates, and then it kind of expanded to there, from there. My background is animal science, so when I started in the program 14 years ago, I really wanted to expand the animal science area, so we started with a breeding and genetics lab. We have genetic strains of chinchillas that we breed genetic strains of mice for color, and then we do a lot of behavior and training. We also have ferrets, guinea pigs, rabbits within the classroom, so and that's been a lot of fun just to get the kids to see that. But to extend that, I also started teaching an animal anatomy and physiology class, so because the animal science class was limited hands-on as far as dissections, so the full scale anatomy and physiology class, we run the whole gamut. We do dissections where the students learn the digestive system, and they stick a marble in the mouth of a fetal lamb, and they have to run it through the entire body. Everything that you can possibly imagine, eyeball dissections. And it's just so that students really get the idea of what science is. And it links back to the life sciences and the live sciences that we're doing in animal science. But I've also tried to extend it in every class. So agri-science really needs to be explained to people. They really need to understand why the world does what it does. So even in things like floral design, my students will run labs with flowers to determine household chemicals that might impact the life of a flower, and then that way they can be better customer representatives. So if somebody gets vinegar in their water, or somebody, you know, something like that, or has hand sanitizer on their hands when they're working with their flowers, they can explain to people a lot better why this is happening or why their flower's dying. So we've really done a lot to try to increase agri-science in all of our curriculum.
And how have you seen your chapter change, both from a size and demographics perspective, since you started doing this?
Okay, I started, there were 12 students in the FFA program and about 60 overall in the whole ag department. Today we have about 140 in the FFA program. There's about 275 in the ag program, and we have a second teacher. So we expanded so much that we needed somebody to do plants and somebody to do animals. So that's been a huge impact on the school and the community.
And just looking ahead, what are some things that you would like to see the chapter accomplish in the next 5-10 years?
Okay. Well, we won Model of Innovation for Community Development. So our goal this year, we were Model of Innovation in two areas, which is really exciting. What we'd like to be is Model of Excellence. So the kids keep working on new projects and new innovations. We've traveled all over the world. So I've taken kids to Ireland, to Scotland, to Australia, to Costa Rica. We've done different research projects in those countries. So we want to keep doing that. I want to expand horizons for kids. You know, when you really look at it, what they're learning in school is going to extend to what they do in life. So if they enjoy what they're doing, they're going to find something that they love in the future. And I think a lot of kids feel like they're very trapped. My town is small, and they see themselves as having few options. And my goal is to make sure that they understand it's a big world out there, and there's sky's the limit. They can do whatever they want to.
And what are some success stories that you've had with students, you know, looking through a very wide lens with your agri-science program and then moving on to college and careers after that?
Well, I have a girl here currently studying genetics, and her goal is to work for Monsanto. I have another student here who's a past graduate of Tri-Valley, and she's the first-year ag teacher at her program. I have kids who teach physics. I have kids at West Point in the military program. The idea is that no matter what they want to do, they have the opportunity to do it. And one of the things that I try to promote to them is that money doesn't need to be an option. A lot of my students come from less than rich families, and you know they have to set their goals and meet those goals. So whether it's becoming a state officer or a local officer, or whether it's becoming president of the United States, they have the ability to do that. And I have a student working in Congress right now, so he's an aide in Congress, and his goal is to be the president. I want them to know that they can always come back to me if they need me, and that's really the biggest thing. So I call all my kids my kids. Like, they're my students, but they're my own children, and that's the way I feel about them. They're great.
Sounds like some great things going on at Tri-Valley Central School. That's Tara Boresic from Tri-Valley Central School. I'm Spencer Chase.